Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
David arrived at Israel's military encampment armed with, quote, an ephah of dried grain, 10 loaves and 10 cheeses, for the captain of their thousand, 1 Samuel 17, verses 17 and 18. But, it turns out, he also had his trusty slingshot. When he saw the standoff between Goliath and what he calls, quote, the armies of the living God, verse 26, he knew it was time for action. Quote, now, when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him, verse 31. Offering his services to the king, Saul stated that David wouldn't have a chance. After all, he was, quote, a youth, verse 33, lacking experience. But David pulled out his resume. It was quite impressive. Quote, when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Verses 34 to 36. The devil, like a lion, mauls you to death. The world, like a bear, hugs you to death. But they're no match for the believer who comes by faith, quote, in the name of the Lord, verse 45. Thinking the weapons of our warfare are carnal, 2 Corinthians 10:4, Saul offers his coat of mail, bronze helmet, and sword, 1 Samuel 17, verses 38 and 39. Bad idea. David wouldn't get within 10 feet of the giant. Note, it wasn't that they didn't fit. He said, quote, I have not tested them, verse 39. Better to go with the sling that he had proven than with a Sherman tank that he hadn't put to the test. And we're better with a few verses we know are true than great untried theories. We know the outcome here. The battle was very lopsided, asymmetrical warfare to the max. Goliath was all alone. David had the Lord, and so do we.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.